Montmorency by Eleanor Updale. Read by Stephen Fry. Chapter 1. 1875. The Bloody Beginning. The pain woke him again. Not the constant throb that was so familiar he could hardly remember being without it. This was one of those sharp stabs from the wound along his thigh. Dr. Fawcett had dug deep to get through to the shattered bone, and the layers of catgut stitching pulled as the torn flesh struggled to realign itself inside. After so many interventions by the keen young medic, Montmorency should have been prepared for the agony. But each time the after effects seemed worse, and the limited pain relief, alcohol and the occasional treat of an experimental gas, less effective. The candle on the central table had burned almost to nothing. It must be nearly morning, but there was no sign of light through the bars high up in the wall. Montmorency knew there was no point in calling for the night guard. Marston, silent, still and unsmiling, saw his duties in the prison hospital as strictly limited to preventing escapes. Never mind the fact that Montmorency couldn't even turn over in bed, let alone run away. He'd have to wait in the dark for the arrival of Nurse Darnley, a brusque but well-meaning woman who believed that bad people could be made good, and that providing a sip of water to a sick criminal might help that process. In the meantime...